Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministry with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor, Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. begins their worship service. They have Bible studies every Wednesday, actually every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. You can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. They also have Bible studies at their location at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday evening. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Well, I thank you once again for calling in on this glorious, beautiful, nice-looking day, man. Before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song.
Traveled on every side. Sometimes I don't wanna try. Try to move on when it seems there's nothing left. Lord, I need you to step in. Give me a second. Lord, with your help, I know that I will win. I will press, even when I am distressed. I will press, even when life's a mess.
our press. No matter what challenges, what obstacles, what situation, what circumstances, what environment no matter what the world is saying, I will press, I will push forward, I will continue to strive, to make an effort. I will not stop. I will not throw in the towel. I will not give up. But I will press. Glory to God. Thinking about the woman who had an issue of blood. When she heard that Jesus was coming, she made a decision to go see him. So she first made a decision. Then secondly, she chose to move. And when she came to the place where Jesus was, it was a crowd of people that was blocking her, standing in her way, cutting her off, so to speak. So the Bible says that even that didn't stop her. For she got on her knees and started crawling. One word says that she went against the press. And once she got closer to Jesus, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I will be made whole. If I could just get to where Jesus is, I know that I will be healed. If I would just make it to that place, that place of deliverance, that place of salvation, that place of peace, that place of wholeness, everything that Jesus embodies. If I could just get to Jesus. Glory to God. That should be our purpose. Our main goal. Getting to Jesus. Glory to God. Our press. I wonder if that's your declaration this morning. I will press. Hallelujah. Well, thank you once again for calling in. We're going to get into the word, amen. Coming out of the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes, that's right after the book of Proverbs. Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. Going to go to the end of that book, the 12th chapter. And we're going to read verses 13 and 14. Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And it reads, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. I want to read it again. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. The title of the message this morning is The Conclusion of Life. The Conclusion of Life. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for watching over us as we lay down to rest before you. Thank you, Father, for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, protecting us, keeping us in their care, Father, fighting off all the fiery darts of the enemy. And thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning to see another glorious day that you have made, Father. A day that brings new mercies, more sufficient grace, God. A day that gives us another chance to press . Thank you, Father, for giving us another chance. And thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, Father, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you would have to say to us this morning, to equip us, to prepare us, to make us ready, God, giving us instructions and direction, strategies, assignments, to do what you called us to do, Father. Father, we thank you for your word that heals, your word that saves, your word that delivers, your word that sets free those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you, Father, for your son Jesus, who You sent to be the propitiation for our sins, to be the example, God, of how to live on this earth. Thank you, Father, for his sinless life and allowing him to go to the cross, to die on the cross, Father, and take the sins of the world to the grave, God. And as we spoke last week, thank you, Father, for even allowing Jesus to go to hell for us. But not just to stay there, to suffer. But he went there on a mission, Father, to reveal himself to those who were bound and captive, God. And to take the keys of hell from Satan. Thank you, Father, for raising Jesus up on the third day with all power. Hallelujah. And delegating that power to us. Thank you, Father, for receiving Jesus into heaven with its sinless, precious, powerful blood. Hallelujah. Conquering sin, death, hell and the grave. And thank you, Father, for you, Almighty God. Our Father. Creator of heaven and earth. Thank you for Holy Spirit, Father. Our comforter, our guide, our teacher. As we receive this word, help us to apply it to our lives, to make it personal, God. And to go out and do what you called us to do, to seek and save that which is lost. We thank you and we praise you. Get your glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The conclusion of life. I want to read the base scripture in the Amplified Version. Then I want to read it in the Message. Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, verses 13 and 14. The Amplified Bible reads, all has been heard. The end of the matter is, fear God, revere and worship him, knowing that he is, and keep his commandments. For this is the whole of man, the full original purpose of his creation, the object of God's providence, the root of character, the foundation of all happiness, the adjustment to all in harmonious circumstances and conditions under the sun, and the whole duty for every man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, every secret thing whether it is good or evil. Since all has been heard, everything that has been said, everything that has been spoken. Some say the writer of Ecclesiastes is Solomon, the preacher. He had got to the place where at one time he said, all is vanity. Everything we've accomplished, everything we've acquired, everything we've gained in this world, in this life, is vanity. Meaning that it's all for nothing. Because the main reason for life, the main reason for living, the main reason for being on this earth is to fear God first. That's number one, to fear God, meaning to revere and worship him, knowing that he is. That's number one. Knowing that he is. Let's look at Hebrews. Hebrews 11 chapter. Verse 6, Hebrews 11 chapter, verse 6, and it reads, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Talking about God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That's first. That's number one. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is God. That he exists. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So first you must acknowledge that God exists. First you must acknowledge that God exists. Psalm 14 chapter verse 1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Only a fool says, there is no God. But Ecclesiastes said the whole duty of man is to first fear God, acknowledge him, revere him, worship him. Because that's why we were placed on this earth. St. John 4th chapter. St. John 4th chapter. Verse 24 says, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So in order to first acknowledge God, you must understand who he is. And the only way you can understand who he is in the spirit of who he is. The only way you can understand who God is in the spirit of who he is. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So that's why a fool has said in his heart, in his intellect, in his natural mind, understanding that there is no God. Because you can't figure him out. Jesus said in St. John, the third chapter, says in verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot see, he can't comprehend, he can't recognize, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then Nicodemus said unto him, trying to understand intellectually with his natural understanding, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. So no matter what someone say about who they seem or think or even believe, that they are. Ye must be born again. Well, I was born this way. I was created this way. You know, this is my truth. Ye must be born again. That's the truth. The truth versus your truth is ye must be born again. There's no way around that. No matter how you look at it, ye must be born again. The conclusion of life. The conclusion is the last part of something as a result or outcome. The last part of something as a result or outcome. Ecclesiastes says this is the duty of man. Duty means conduct due to parents and superiors. Respect. So the way that we show respect unto our Father in heaven is to first fear him. First, reverence him, revere him, worship him in spirit and in truth. Duty and obligatory tasks, conduct, service, or function that arise from one's position as in life or in a group. So our obligation as God's creation is to honor him with our lives. And how do we honor him with our lives? By accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. By giving our lives. Giving, serving, duty, assigned service or business. Assigned service or business. Let's look at St. Luke, second chapter. We'll do a little bit of reading. St. Luke, second chapter, starting at verse 22. And it reads, We're talking about the conclusion of life, the last part of something as a result or outcome. The conclusion of life. Verse 22 reads, and when the days, verse 21. Says, and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Excuse me. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to them. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. So here, I'm thinking about Christmas, pigeon, the turtle doves. That's where we get that from, the turtle doves. And it says, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout. Listen to this. Waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. You hear that? This man Simeon said he was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Consolation is a term describing the coming and ministry of the Messiah. So he's waited his whole life for this particular moment. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit. He came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, glory to God, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. So this man Simeon, everything that he had accomplished, everything that he had acquired, up to now, meant nothing, because he lived his life waiting to see the Messiah. And when that moment finally came, he said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. He said, now I'm ready, God. Now I'm ready. I've lived this long life waiting for this moment. And now that I've seen Jesus, now that it says, seen thy salvation, glory to God. The whole duty of man is to see Jesus, is to be born again. It says that he has seen thy salvation. So the whole duty of man is to be saved. And he said, now that my eyes have witnessed salvation, now I'm ready. I can go in peace now. That's what Simeon said. Now let's drop down to verse 36. And it reads, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years. A widow of about 84 years. A score is 20. So 20 times 4 is 80. She was 84. Which departed not from the temple, but serve God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. So this woman, Anna, says she was of great age, at least 84 years old. When she saw Jesus, her life was now complete. The conclusion of her life was to see Jesus. Verse 40 says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions, a 12-year-old in the temple. Asking questions. Learning, listening. 47 says that all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. These doctors, these distinguished gentlemen, these learned and intellectual men said they were astonished at his understanding and answers at 12 years old. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." And he said unto them, this 12-year-old said unto Mary and Joseph, "How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business?" At 12 years old, he had that understanding that this life all about my father's business. The whole conclusion of the matter fear God. Obey his commandments. The message translation says, Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, says the last and final word is this: fear God, do what he tells you. That's as simple as it can get. Fear God, number one. Number two is do what he tells you. And that's it. Eventually, God will bring everything that we do out into the open and judge it according to its hidden intent, whether it's good or evil. Let's go to Philippians. Philippians, the third chapter. Philippians, third chapter. Starting at verse 13. talking about the conclusion of life. This is Paul speaking. Let's start at 11. It says, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, the Lord said, let's start at verse 10. Philippians 3rd chapter, verse 10, says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, talking about Jesus, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That salvation, knowing Jesus, as it goes on to say, the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. Says knowing Jesus, understanding what he went through, his suffering, his torture, his pain, his ridiculing, everything he suffered for us, his death. But then it didn't stop there. It goes on to say, and the power of his resurrection. That salvation, we're going to stay here. Keep our finger there, but let's look at Romans 10. Romans 10, verse 8 and 9 says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So that's what Paul was saying here. Saying that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, that I may receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And verse 11 reads, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but there's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, as Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, vanity, all is vanity. Everything that I've accomplished, everything that I've acquired, Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press, there's that word, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press toward the mark. This is the conclusion of life. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if any, in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So he says, I've come to the end. I've run this race. I've finished my course. But this one thing that I do, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What's that prize? That prize is salvation. That high calling is not to be a preacher. It's not to be an evangelist. It's not to be an apostle or a prophet or a pastor or a teacher. But the high calling is to be a son or a daughter of God. There's no other position that's higher, that's greater than to be called a child of God. He said, I press toward that mark. This is the conclusion of life. To be born again. To fear God. And do what he tells me to do. Honor God by first acknowledging that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, and that reward is salvation through his son Jesus. Hallelujah. The conclusion of life. So the whole duty of man is to end their life born again. That's the purpose. That's the goal. Nothing else matters. He must be born again. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your message. Thank you for reminding us of why we were here in this earth, why we were born into this world, that we may receive your son Jesus as our Lord and Savior. After living a life of gaining this and acquiring that, the main goal, the main purpose, the main reason is to be born again. That's the conclusion of life. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The conclusion of life. We must be born again. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard.